Thanks for joining us for episode 76 of the Zero to 60 podcast by LeakCars.com. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. Now, you're in for a special audio version of our Zero to 60 TV series with this episode, as it features the Nissan Ariya EV road trip we took in late September to the Wilmington area. In 3, 2, 1. Electric vehicles, or EVs, have gone from being quirky little city runabouts to mainstream people haulers. In fact, with their instant torque off the line, some EVs will even push you back in your seat like a bona fide muscle car.
Hey, I'm Mark Arson.
And I'm Justin Bellum.
And I've asked Justin to help me on a long-range EV road trip to the coast of North Carolina.
And along the way, we'll be testing the range, speed, and charge time for one of the newest EV kids on the block.
Coming up next, the 2023 Nissan Ariya on LeakCars.com.
LeakCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
After researching the tech and features found in our new EV from Leaf Nissan, as well as the best route to our speed test at the drag strip, we hit the road at 9:39 a.m. and headed for Benson. The mission? To drive from Raleigh to Wrightsville Beach and back while testing along the way the range, speed, and charge time of the Nissan Ariya Empower Plus model. It's a trip that would require us to charge our 87 kilowatt an hour lithium ion battery pack at least once to complete the 300 plus mile round trip journey.
So we're using the Nissan navigation built in.
Gotcha.
Our first stop is actually going to be Gallant Motorsports Park.
Yes, sir.
Which is a NHRA drag strip near Benson. So that's about 45 minutes southeast of Raleigh. So we're stopping off there. We're going to see those folks. And we're going to test the 0 to 60 time. And I believe Nissan's tested this one, 0 to 60 at 7.2 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, we had a directional challenge as we merged onto I-95 towards Benson due to some unexpected road construction that had closed the exit we were instructed to take. But after some redirection, we found the participants' entrance at Gallant Motorsports Park.
All right, so we made it to Gallant Motorsports Park. This is Ben Fawcett, who is kind enough to let us do our speed test today. Thank you,
yes,
Ben.
Sir. Hey, no problem, man. No problem. Glad to have you with Lee. Come out here and try this new Nissan.
So tell us a little bit about Gallant. We shot a 0-60 episode here Sunday 2019 for the nostalgia racing. Yes, but sir. You're an NHRA facility.
Yeah, we just had the divisional event last weekend with over, I want to say we have something like 320 cars on the property.
Is this a quarter mile or an eighth of a mile?
We only run an eighth mile. We need, I think, like 600 or 700 feet more of shut down to be able to run full quarter. Mm-hmm. But we run 8th mile, and last weekend we did run a couple classes of 1,000 foot, but we were primarily an 8th mile track.
So any tips? I have gone through a drag race school down at ZMAX, but you know, should I stand
of,
on it?
I guess procedural wise, if you're racing, would be consistent. Do the same thing over and over.
Same thing over and over.
Yes, sir. Be consistent with your routine, and that consistency in that will bring consistency in runs at your car.
And I've got an app on my phone that is going to measure the 0 to 60 time. It starts automatically when the car starts rolling.
Yes.
What is the key with the Christmas tree?
Yellow. If you're like, you would be what we consider foot braking. You're leaving off the bottom button. You'll want to leave it when the third amber, when you see the third amber come on, you're going to want to take off.
Because when that third amber comes on,
then
the green is automatic,
right.
But you don't wait
That's
for the green.
Right.
So 1, 2,
you're already late.
3. You're already late. It's all about timing. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Since we were on a tight schedule, we only tried 3 consecutive runs on the 8th mile strip. For each run, I tried holding the accelerator partway down while using my left foot on the brake to hold the car. I figured my launch strategy would help us get as close to Nissan's claimed 7.2 second 0 to 60 time.
All right, I'm ready.
Try it. You ready?
Yeah. Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
7.9. It's still 7.9.
Well, Ben did say the consistency was the key in drag racing, and I ran a 7.9 in all three runs.
All right, next destination, Battleship, North Carolina.
Calculation is complete.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
So we got 98.9, 99 miles to go. We'll get there at 1 o'clock.
All right. We're in the Empower Plus.
Yep.
Trim. This one starts around $50,190. This one, as equipped, is around $56,000. Correct?
Yep. That's right.
Yep. So, but this will get you. Apparently has standard lane keep assist, standard forward collision braking. This one actually has the optional upgraded battery, which is 87 kilowatt hours, and
which is like what 200 and
yeah 200 and wait, we're talking about the range?
The range.
Yeah, 289 miles.
289 miles.
Yeah, up to 289 miles. You know, in eco mode.
On this test, I'm predicting I'm not going to have range anxiety until we're in Wilmington and we see what the situation is with finding the charger.
If you're buying the Aria, you're buying it because it's efficient. You're buying it because, I mean, it drives just like a normal car. It has really nice features, but even just driving down the highway, I think the biggest compliment we can give it is that it feels just like it's just a really good, well put together car.
With highway driving being the least efficient way to travel in an EV because you rarely have the chance to regenerate charge back into your battery with braking like you do in city driving, we were down to 72 miles of range when we made it to our second stop at the Battleship North Carolina Memorial in Wilmington.
So, we had a little thing where we took the Nissan Aria off-road a little bit.
Okay, well,
I want to thank you, Justin.
Oh, yeah, man.
For pulling me out of the muck.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, now we know the full off-roading capabilities of the Aria, so that was an adventure.
Well, you know, this one is front-wheel drive, okay? And we're out here in a very soggy, it's the old parking lot of the Battleship where they used to have the grandstands and the fireworks, the sound and light show, like back in the 70s and 80s. They don't do that anymore, so nobody parks over here, but it's a great view of the Battleship behind us. And I was just trying to find the right angle for us to do what we're doing now.
Yep.
And I was driving through the grass and we sunk, and it was Justin's ingenuity of grabbing some rocks and gravel from the parking lot, putting it behind the front wheels. This guy got in front of the Aria, and what'd you do with it?
To push it a little bit, man.
Push it like a fullback. Oh my gosh!
But hey, we're out of the mud. We're good. So that's what adventures are all about, right?
We're good. We're behind time a little bit thanks to my off-roading adventure. But next up, we're gonna find that charger, and we're gonna charge because right now we're at like 32%.
There you go.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, this guy's my navigator.
All right, man.
All right.
So, we'll see you in a bit.
All right, here we go. So we're gonna try to get to the charging station on, what is it, Front Street?
Yep.
It says Unknown Street.
Here we go. So we got 72 miles.
So it says.
After getting unstuck from the mud bog at the Battleship on top of the highway driving and speed runs at the drag strip earlier in the day, we had 28% of charge. Fortunately, we didn't have far to go to find the DC fast charging station I had plotted using our Nissan Aria's built-in navigation. After researching user reviews of several public chargers, I chose a ChargePoint fast charger located inside a parking deck on Market Street in downtown Wilmington. The plan was to plug in and charge for about 90 minutes, which we hoped would give us enough charge to make the final push to Wrightsville Beach and our return trip on I-40 back to Raleigh later that afternoon.
If there's really a charge place and it's available, I'm going to be amazed. Oh, and there's construction, of course. So I'm turning left here?
Yes. So
150 feet.
To destination, all
Yep. EV this way. Through this alley.
No oversized vehicle. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
This is not good. This.
See, okay. Here.
First 30 minutes free.
Nice.
An hour is $1. Okay. All right. That's
not the worst.
That's doable. And watch all of them be in use.
Man, I hope not.
Well, yeah, for our sake.
With the Charge Point Station being located in the heart of downtown Wilmington, there would be plenty of places nearby that we could walk to for lunch while we charged. At least that was our plan. We arrived at the Market Street Garage Charge Point stall with 25% of charge and 67 miles left of range.
Tap your phone or Charge Point card below.
So you might need the Charge Point app. So maybe we can start with that.
Man. This is the stuff that makes me nervous. your account is verified. Payment method, credit card. This is where I get reimbursed by Ebony, my boss at Leaf.
There you go. You hear that, Ebony?
Tap to charge. Hold the back of your phone flat against the reader. Adjust the phone location until the station beeps. When it beeps, plug in. Okay, here we go. Oh, what happened?
Wait.
Come on, man.
We'll figure out a plan B. I got ChargePoint app on my phone. Maybe you can sign in. And if you already got your card info, it should still work.
I don't understand. What?
So try logging in on my ChargePoint app. See if it...
Oh, read your phone
work.
Better?
I don't know. On my app, it recognizes where we are. So try to get out of that if it'll let you. Maybe you don't have to tap. Or like, yeah, keep going through.
How it works. Phone screen must be on. App does not need to be open. Near field communication must be enabled.
Do you have NFC enabled?
I don't know. I mean,
okay. Where? Just look through your settings, I guess.
I just turned it on.
There we go. Let's go.
Come on.
Look at that.
Yes! Uh-oh. Card read error.
Wait.
Free station. What?
Card valid at free stations only?
I'm not using it. What?
Try it one more time. Wait, card read error at free stations only. And you put in a credit card though.
Alright, I want to say this is not the car's fault. This is ridiculous.
Or charge points fault.
Or charge points. Well, the city put it in. Property of City of Wilmington.
Yeah. So we tried to do it. We tried to set an account. It is not liking Mark's phone for whatever reason. So plan B, I'm gonna see if I have any better luck. So I got the ChargePoint app. My app, I guess I have my location enabled. It recognizes that we're here and it just gives me the option to start a charge without tapping. So I'm gonna try that, and I don't have an account, so let's see. So I'm gonna try to go through, use my Apple Pay. Let's see what happens. Connecting to charger. They charged me $1.
That's a good sign.
You can plug in now.
Are you serious?
I have no idea what's different.
On your phone it says that. It doesn't say it on the machine.
On the machine.
On the,
so let's just try to plug it up and see what happens, right?
All right.
I'll let you plug it up.
Matches the plug here.
All right. So now let's see what the...
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Well, it's what, red? I said start charge. What the heck is going on here? Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me try it again. It says contacting charger.
Contacting charger?
Let me get closer to it. I don't know. Because before it was like, yeah. Okay, so they just charged my car. Failed to start. All right. Contact the charger. Now I want to, hopefully. Yep, because where we at?
Nope.
The same
message.
What the heck, man?
Same message.
Nah, that ain't it. Dude, I have no idea, man. So, yeah, I mean, hold on.
I mean, the other one came out.
Yeah, it's not even recognizing. It's just like, do you want to pay money? I'm like, no, I want to, like, charge my car.
All right, well, we got a bail on this one.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
His first attempt to charge is a big fail.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Well, that was when I made the faithful decision to not try and find a couple of other charge point stations located nearby because of the experience we had at the Market Street charge point. So instead, I chose what reviewers described as a dependable, free charger 8 miles away at a Chick-fil-A on College Road.
I pray to the EV gods that this charger will function and we'll be able to charge our Nissan Ariya.
Is it free? I don't see a thing to pay.
All right, here we go. And it's a slow charge.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's...
It's probably free then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the...
We got a blue light?
Blue, it's charging.
Wow. Chick-fil-A for the win. It says estimated time.
Charging right there. Estimated time.
13 hours until full. But we're not trying to get the full.
No, we're trying to get the, you know, 80% or something.
So, I don't know.
All right, so first of all, I want to thank the Chick-fil-A of Wilmington. This is College Drive?
Yes.
Yeah, on College Drive, because they have a free 240-volt EV charger. Now, it's 240-volt, so it's not charging that fast. Just checked the dash and we have 33% charge and about 80-85 plus miles of range total. I think we were at about 30 miles when we pulled in here, which was an hour and a half ago. So that's after an hour and a half of charging. So unfortunately, just in the time that we had to make this video today, we have not been able to find a working fast DC charger available to the public, at least that we could find and that will allow us to use it. We're not going to head on to the beach. Our priority now is to make it back home and call it a day, and it's getting late in the day. So we're going to go to where we know that they have a fast DC charger, you know, that's made for the car, and we're going to fast charge there and then head home. Justin, did I sum up our charging day?
Yeah, our charging day has been eventful. I think eventful is a good word to use.
The vehicle is really good.
Yeah, the vehicle, great vehicle, drives really good, really comfortable, lots of great features. It's just the infrastructure, right? There are a number of chargers here, and the ones that we tried, unfortunately, didn't have any luck. Shout out, Chick-fil-A was clutch, not only free charging, but the 240 volt, which actually gave us 50 miles of range in about an hour and a half, which is really good for $0. So, but yeah, I think it's about time we hit up the fast charge.
With the much needed boost from our 90 minute slow charge session, we were now up to 33% of power with 85 miles of range. But we needed at least another 100 miles of charge to give us a margin of comfort for our return trip to Raleigh. That's when we decided to use our backup emergency plan and head for a non-public DC fast charger located 9 miles away. Now, this charger was at a Wilmington business that we had made previous arrangements with in the event we ran into charging issues. The good news is that the DC fast charger we were allowed to use worked. The bad news is that it was only putting out 20 kilowatts of power, which made our charging process agonizingly slow. How slow? Well, if it had been set to charge at a nominal 150 kilowatts, our 87 kilowatt an hour battery in the Ariya would have been charged from 30% to 100% in around 25 minutes. Now, for reference, the charge point station that failed to work for us in downtown Wilmington was only set to put out 62.5 kilowatts. Oh, that Ford Lightning that was charging next to the station we tried to use was only operating at a reduced 26.9 kilowatts. Now that is slow. But still, the DC charger in the industrial park we were using for our backup plan was only operating at a measly 20 kilowatts, which caused our charge session to last 2.5 hours. We finally finished charging around 7:50 p.m., which gave us 80% of charge and around 275 miles of range. We made it back to Leith HQ in Raleigh at 10 o'clock. Because of the charging challenges we encountered on our 0 to 60 Big EV adventure, and my failure to use some of the built-in tech the Aria offers to help you find the best charger when you travel, I've asked one of our Leith Nissan product experts, Derek Parker, to help us in part two of our feature of the Nissan Aria coming soon.
What you experience is still common today. Regardless of how the infrastructure or conversation about infrastructure grows, there's still going to be those areas you want to travel to where the charging of your choice is not available. But let me tell you, the Nissan Aria has the technology in place and the features in place for you to help assist with those traveling challenges. And we'll go over that in part two.
Thanks, Derek. Now be sure to look for our 0 to 60 TV video of this episode for the full story and look for our follow-up EV charging test with the Nissan Aria in part two coming soon. We hope you'll follow us for exclusive content on social at Leith Cars. Visit the media tab on our website, leithcars.com, and find us on TikTok at Leith Cars Motorsports.
0 to 60 is a production of leithcars.com. Like us on Facebook. At Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.